Okay, we are. Hooray! We're doing it. We're nailing it. Hi, gorgeous humans. We are going live to share with you a whole bunch of business changes we have made this year. I thought you would find it super, super helpful. This is kind of like a live recording of my podcast. And I'm joined today by my wonderful assistant slash paid troll, Zita.
Hooray!
Hello.
So she'll be joining in the fun as we go. So I'm just getting everything set up beautifully. Do we have a background that isn't super dark? Let's try that. That's cute. That's so much better. Yay. We love that. We need that way more. Right. Oh, yay. People are watching live now. Would you be able to comment just to let us know that you can hear us okay and that everything's working beautifully, and then we'll get stuck into the content. Perfect. Oh, look at this. Five business changes we're making this year. I'm fucking nailing this, seats. Look at me go. Comments. Oh, hooray. Louise is here. Oh, Louise, we love you. And Hayley Quinn, the author, can hear you fine from Wales. Oh, my God. I love that you can hear us all the way from Wales. Most magnificent. Oh, brilliant. All right. So let's get rolling. We just wanted to spend some time sharing with you about some of the big changes that we're making that we're finding really helpful, and you might find it useful for your own business as well. And also just to know that making these kinds of transitions is just a total part of doing business and evolving and growing. So the first thing that I want to share is this whole process of evolution has really started at the beginning of this year. And it started because I was entering the new year and I just felt like this real big energy of expansion. I feel like in some ways I've been in a very happy kind of place for quite a few years now. I've been really happy just me and Zita. Zita's worked for me for 5 years now, and we've just had so much fun together, and it's been a very chill and enjoyable kind of way to do business. And you know, we've still been averaging at least 7 figures a year, which is incredible. We've been doing an average of 7 figures since 2014, which is very, very different for a lot of businesses. A lot of businesses in the online space tend to have very big ups and downs and peak years. We've been really constant, and I'm very, very grateful for that. So we've entered into it, and I feel like in some ways, even though we've been there, I've kind of capped my growth because I've gone through this period of having a really large business before. I had up to 25 staff. I didn't want to go through that again. It wasn't something that it was enjoyable to me at all. And so, and I've really loved working with Zita. And I mean, how many times have I said to you, Zita, I don't want anybody else. It's just only us.
Yeah, that or the discussions around cloning me. So.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, only Zita or Zita clones are allowed in this.
Also, to very quickly answer your question, Louise, we're using StreamYard to stream.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. It streams across multiple locations. So we're streaming in YouTube, in a Facebook group, and on my Facebook page as well. And we can see all of the comments coming in. And so when people ask questions as well, we can highlight them on screen and answer them. So feel free to add questions in there, and we'll probably answer the questions more at the end. Otherwise, I'll just get completely distracted and forget what I'm talking about. So, yeah, so this year it was really about I want to go into this kind of expansion mode. I want to reach more people, and I want to see how much further we could take this without it going, without having to go to 25 team, without it being this big stress mess for me. It's just not something that I'm into. So this year's really been kind of the questioning of like, okay, well, how am I going to make that happen? And I remember like, there, like I think the first change was, and it must be like, I don't know, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months ago. And I just remember I was getting in a really, really like in my own head and really like struggling and churning my wheels. And it kind of got to the point where Zita and Lydia, who works for us doing customer service, kind of had to do a bit of intervention for me and get me to seek outside help. So Zita, did you want to share what it looked like kind of from your angle working with somebody who's obviously got their head stuck on their own asshole?
Yeah, well, I think it was, so at the start of this year, you had sort of a really set vision as to how you wanted the year to look. So initially it was that we were going to do launches around the school holidays and the terms. So term time would be the launch, and then we'd all kind of rest over the school holidays. And that didn't really happen. And then it sort of started to snowball into just lots and lots of different ideas. And then by the middle of the year, I think that Lydia and I were both like, this, which direction are we going in? Because one day we're going in this direction and then the next you're like, no, fuck that, we're doing something else, which usually is fine. But it was happening back to back to back, and like goals weren't being met because we sort of weren't picking, you know, an achievable kind of route to get there. And then the straw that broke the camel's back was when you were like, I'm going to redo both the workbooks. And we were like, absolutely not. That's enough. Like, intervention time. Because, yeah, I mean, if for anyone who doesn't know, like the Goal Getter workbooks, as they were formerly known now, the Brilliant Biz and Life workbooks, take a considerable amount of effort from every angle, from the design aspect of Leonie having to do it, to Lydia handling the customer service, to me doing the back end, you know, dealing with Amazon or whoever we're publishing through. And it really takes like the better half of the year. And so when in what, August, you were like, I'm going to totally redo them and we'll launch in October. No,
absolutely not. She's full of good ideas. Like, she's really full of good ideas. And I think what was happening for me internally was like, I was just so frustrated because like, I have all these like, okay, well, I want this goal. I have all these plans and I'd be like, right, let's try this. And it felt like no matter what lever I was pressing, I wasn't getting the results. Or I would become so obsessed with something like the Motion app that I would completely head fuck myself over it. Completely. Would you like to share something about that? It seems like you need therapy about the Motion app seats.
Well, it was because we all got on Motion and instantly it was just like, this is not working, but you were so into it. And I was like, I'll give it a go. And then it connected to my personal, like my private calendar, and it added all my work tasks to my private calendar. And I'm not embarrassed to say I had a full-blown meltdown because I was like, I can't use my calendar anymore, and this is my personal calendar for like all my little appointments. And so then when I was like, with this, I don't think I like Motion, and you were like, oh great, I don't think it's working for me either. We're like, okay, back to what we know works. And I think a lot of it was we were sort of, it ended up getting stuck in a loop of like trying to fix problems that weren't problems. You know, we brought Motion in when the existing software that we were using, Asana, was totally fine.
I was so convinced that Motion would actually change our lives. So convinced. It was all I could talk about for maybe a month.
I know. I was there. Adira, just to answer your question, so we're talking about Motion, not Notion. We do use Notion, which is a great app for note taking. Motion is kind of like a calendar and a task management software rolled into one. It's marketed towards people with ADHD or just sort of general neurodivergence. It basically takes tasks and automatically fits them into your schedule. It just doesn't work when you have as many tasks as I have. Because all of my tasks are sort of little individual separate ones, and it sort of put us in the mindset of we have to do this one task at this one time, and that doesn't work for us at all. So
yeah,
that's what Motion is.
It made me feel like I was constantly behind, and I'd be like, right, it's like it gives you a boss, and it's like, you do this at this time, and if you don't, it's going to become a red mark on your system. And so I remember my osteopath, Sophie, who is, you know, like really should be paid more because she does a lot of therapy for me. and I was bitching to her, and she's like, so what you're telling me is you took your dream job and you started using this app, and now it's like the shittest job that you've ever had. And I was like, correct. And she's like, maybe we could change software then. So anyway, like I was trying very hard, guys. I was trying all the fucking things to make change. And then finally you and Lydia were like, hey, are you getting therapy at the moment? And I was like, well, no. Because I love... You're funny. That's very funny. And I also am funny, very funny. Because last year I did cognitive behavioral therapy and I explained. And the beauty about working with Zita is has a degree in psychology and is huge, like just the most amazing emotional intelligence out of anyone I've ever met. Incredible communication skills. I'm sorry, Zita, to speak so kindly about you to your face. Like I know that's not your jam. But I forgot what I was going to say. What was I saying?
CBT.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. Yeah. So I was like, oh, but I'm trying CBT and it actually just made me spiral. I just started obsessing about my problems even more. And Zita was like, oh, that's because you're neurodivergent. Like CBT is gold standard for neurotypical people, but not for neurodivergent people. And I was like, okay. And then I was like, what I've actually gotten way more results out of, like historically, is doing more kind of woo stuff, like working with healers or kinesiologists like Hira Boga or Kerry Rowett, and kind of like have more sort of positive psychology backgrounds, but you do the energy stuff and you see what's going on, you see the patterns, but then you sort of clear it from an energy level. And I just feel like it just shifts things. And so I was like, you know, would it be, is it bad though that I just go back to that? And Zita's like, no, it's completely valid for you to do the thing that works for you. And I was like, I don't know why this is such a massive insight to me, but it was. So I started working with Kerry Rowett from Awaken Kinesiology and doing regular sessions with her. And it was just so helpful because I discovered like the reason why, no matter what lever I was pressing, things just weren't going up. And it was because when I went through this, you know, huge growth phase, 25 stuff or whatever, there was a certain point in time I remember it was very, very stressful and I cried a lot. I remember looking at my youngest daughter, who was maybe 2 or 3 at the time, and just thinking, no, I choose her. Like, I didn't create this business in order to feel so fucked up and to feel so stressed. I want a business that like just supports our family in order to be together, because my family and my kids are being a present mom and having a good relationship and having a good work-life balance is key. Like it's like such a core value of mine. And so I remember making this very clear soul commitment inside me, like, no, I'm going back to $1 million a year business. I'm capping it at that. I'm going to have one assistant and that, like, you know, I am not going to have this stressful life. I choose my kid. And that, and I, you know, both my kids, but that very deep soul commitment. So of course, I'd put that energetic cap over the business. And now when I'm trying to push it up to 2 million a year, this soul contract of mine, this deep commitment, and also these fears that I have inside me about what happened last time when I went through this process of growth, I've had to work through and shift those in order to become safer in my body and to actually start seeing some changes in my business. So that was hugely useful. And I think it's just been one of the best things I've done this year, is to really go back to getting regular healing work done. And Carrie said that she sees it in so many people who run businesses, that, like, it's not stuff that you can just clear by yourself all the time, that you're just working on such big things and you're getting projections from so many different directions. And of course you are going to need some outside support to help keep your mindset clear and help clear your energy. So I think going back to Kerry was massively, massively important. And really helped create the safety in my body to start making some of the other changes with our business. So the next thing we discovered was that we were kind of at it's an adventure. we were kind of at limit when it comes to our people resourcing, and we're very, very the company has been really, really dependent on Zeta. And you know, Zeta's magic and very hard to replace. But of course, if Zeta wants to take holidays or if Zeta has an emergency happen, like, I'm kind of stuck and the company is kind of stuck. And it also, like, that's not healthy, like, for Zeta to, like, you know, have that feeling of like, oh God, I really do need to stay here because otherwise, like, you know, shit will hit the fan without me, because that's just like, it's too much pressure and it's too much pushy towards burnout. And I want nobody to burn out in my business. So I had to get comfortable psychologically with the idea that we were going to add more staff, because I've been so committed to only keeping a small team. So Zeets, did you want to share about, like, the ways that we went about hiring people and, like, the testing and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, the timing worked out pretty well, because you were sort of already working on that mindset of, okay, like, we might need to hire some, you know, extra help depending on, you know, and at that point we weren't sure what it would look like. You know, would it just be contractors that we sort of rotated in and out, or, you know, would it be that I have an assistant? And we sort of started with my housemate actually came on and worked with us for a couple of months, and that was really good and sort of gave us an idea of, you know, what tasks would be helpful to kind of delegate away from me. Because, I mean, aside from customer service when Lydia took that over, but everything else was me in terms of obviously behind the scenes. It was really helpful starting off with someone who I lived with to be like, can you do this? Can we try that? To sort of figure out, like, what gaps we need. And it was also on a very temporary basis. So when my housemate ended up finishing up with us, we'd already sort of pulled on another, I think, four people who we were just running through sort of training to see if they were a good fit and what the skills were. And we had a beautiful spreadsheet with everyone's names in it, and then sort of color-coded to different tasks that people were happy to do, loved doing, didn't know how to do but were happy to learn, didn't want to do at all. And from that we were able to really figure out who we wanted to keep on. And we also made it really clear that we wanted other neurodivergent people within the team as well. As Leonie has talked about quite a lot, we drive neurotypicals up the wall. And fair enough. And so we sort of liaised with a it was like an agency, wasn't it?
It was a headhunter. Yeah, like a VA headhunter. She was fantastic. Hannah Dixon.
Yeah, no, so she was really good. And so from there we ended up with two new assistants who are with us now, and they're brilliant.
They really are. Like, they were a really seamless fit. And I think as well, like, things we, like, I've discovered along the way, one, I'm actually terrible when it comes to selecting people, because I don't, like, if somebody tells me they're really great at something, I'll go, oh, okay, great. Like, I take everything at face value and I see the potential in everybody. And I, like, it's just, I don't see people's, like, super, super clearly. And so it was really helpful for me to just, like, outsource all decisions to my team and be like, oh, who do you guys actually work well with? Like, who do you think's, like, a great fit? You know, how is, you know, this, like, how's all of that working together in terms of, like, who's great at which tasks and what you guys want to get rid of? And them getting them to make the decision was heaps better than me making the decision, like, honestly, a billion times better. So I think we'll always do that. And also, like, it's been useful to have Zeets doing the management of it. And then as well, it's also really useful if there's feedback to give. I personally very much struggle with giving feedback. It's just who I am personally, but also just from a historical basis, because I've had people have fucking tantrums, like, left, right, and center, when I've given them, like, really constructive, loving, positive feedback. Like, no matter how I framed it, I've had people have absolute full-blown, like, adult meltdowns at me, and say some just enormously hurtful things to me. I don't know why people think that, like, just because, like, if somebody's your boss, you can just, like, treat them like absolute fucking garbage and it doesn't, like, that they should just be able to cough that in the face. Like, I can't. I do want to be, like, treated like a human, and I want to, like, have a beautiful relationship with someone. And I think the thing about Zeta that always blows me away is when, like, whenever I've, like, given any kind of feedback, I'm like, oh, hey, I just need to tell you something, but I want you to know, like, I'm super anxious and I don't want to vomit even telling you this. And she's like, just tell me. And I tell her, and you're like, and she's like, yeah, cool. No, fair play. Here's how I'll do it differently next time. And I'm like, oh, you're not going to hate me. You're not going to threaten to, like, quit. Like, whoa, this is beyond. So now I just give, like, feedback about stuff to Zeta, and then Zeta can, like, allocate fair feedback out to other people. Maybe in time I'll get stronger and more confident to do that, but in the meantime, this is just what's needed to for things to feel okay for me.
Yeah, and I think that's how my role has kind of evolved over the last few months, is that I do now more feel like I'm like, my tasks now, I'd say, like, it's a pretty even 50-50 split of, like, people managing and task management, and then my own tasks that I do as well.
Mm. That's beautiful. The headhunting agency we used was Hannah Dixon from digitalnomadkit.com. So she trains people how to become VAs, and then you can hire one through her. Like, she's got a full directory. Otherwise, we had an interview with her. We told her who we were looking for, and she, like, knows a large number of VAs, and she's like, I already, like, know three that would be incredible for you. I've got one that's especially perfect for you, because we specifically are looking for a culture fit. We're looking for somebody that we can get along with, who has the same communication style as us, like, the capacity just to, like, take things on. We don't necessarily, like, need for them to be, like, hugely trained in areas. We can train them up. Any skills they can bring is great, but where we can really benefit is from when they're a culture fit. And also because, you know, we are more left-leaning politically, it's it's not going to work for us to have somebody who is a Trump supporter on our team. It's just not, because, you know, we are aiming to be positive allies in the world to the LGBTQIA plus communities, the BIPOC communities, the disability communities. And so, it's important that we have people who align with that. Digital Nomad Kit. Yes, that's right. Hannah is the CEO of that, and she does all that. So Google that and you'll find it, digitalnomadkit.com. It's been beautiful to go through that process and now have two extra supports on the team. So we now have four VAs. All of them are contractors. That's just kind of what works best for me and for the business. I like things to be flexible, and I like people to have the flexibility. Like, that I don't tell them what times they have to work. They can just, you know, work out whenever they want, and then they can make up hours when they want. We have two based in the US, two here in Australia, it's feeling good. In terms of like how many hours everyone's doing, it's still less than one full-time person. So even though it sounds like, oh my God, four staff, I still have to remind myself, like, in terms of hours per week, it's still under a full-time, like 40-hour week workload. It just gives everyone flexibility as well, so they don't, like, they can still take on other projects if they want. They can, if they want to take on more hours during a peak season, they can if they want to. It just feels more flexible. That might change in time, but at the moment, that's what's groovy with us. So for part-time assistants. And another big thing that we did this year was the training. So at a certain point, me and Z, like, you know, we're going through this up-leveling experience and realizing like our systems and standard operating procedures needed a bit of a up level and improvement as well. And I started thinking like, oh, it might be really useful for us to have some kind of framework around this. And so we hunted around looking for some training specifically in like the online business manager space. And I figured as well, like, I'm really good at sales and marketing. And so I've been able to teach Zeets that. I am not as brilliant when it comes to looking at like the data, or like not as good at systems as other areas. So I can't train up Zeta in those areas because they're weak spots of mine. So I was like, it'd be amazing if we could even like go through a training together and see what we could do to grow the business even more and you know, just align it to another level. So we had a look around and we ended up finding the Laurie Sterling had a program called the Online Business Manager Accelerator. Is that what it was called? No, COO Accelerator.
Yeah.
COO is Chief Operations Officer. And those are kind of interchangeable with Online Business Manager. Online Business Manager, for those who are wondering, it's like a high level VA. It's like the VA that manages the other VAs in your team. They're kind of your one point of contact, your right hand person, the lead of the team, if that makes sense. You're still their manager, but they look after the rest of the shit for you, which is so great. So, Seeds, did you want to share more about the work with Laurie?
Yeah. So we actually met Laurie because she wanted to, or Tash Corbin linked us up because Laurie does a podcast series where she interviews the CEO and the OBM or the COO or however you want to, whatever title you want to use. And so we did that. Leonie recorded an interview with Laurie and then I recorded an interview with Laurie. And so we sort of had already had that introduction and it felt like a really nice sort of fit just in those interviews. And so when we found this program, it was sort of almost like a no-brainer. And Laurie is super flexible. You know, we sort of wanted to go through it a little bit more at our own pace and take a little bit more time, which she accommodated beautifully. And we do probably every 2 weeks, it probably works out at, where we'll have a 45-minute call with Laurie, and she will just kind of ask us questions, and we'll say what we've been working on, and she'll, it's just been really helpful to kind of refocus and also see where there are sort of missing pieces within the business. And so the big one was, so I had to take off half of August and half of September. I wasn't very well. And that was also around the time that we were starting to get new VAs come in. And so it really highlighted how much of the business is in my head. Because it's always just been me and you. And so why would I write anything down? Because you're not going to do it. So it just existed in my head. But then obviously then when I become critically unwell and have to take a month off, it's like, oh dear, well, how does anyone else come in and cover? So Laurie has been really helpful for that. At sort of additional accountability, and also kind of pointing out, you know, where we need to actually build out SOPs and have task templates in Asana, and, you know, filming instruction videos of me doing the task so that someone can watch and follow along step by step if they have to take over. And it's just, it's been really, yeah, helpful in sort of patching up some gaps, and then also just making it so that our other VAs can do their job. They're not constantly having to be like, where's this? How do I find that? Because I haven't told them. So yeah, having that information is really important.
Yeah, I think it's just been useful for us to be a little bit more, like, pull out a little bit and look at the business. And it strikes me, you know, and I think Laurie sees this quite often, is usually, like, the problem is, like, the bottleneck is in the owner, right? Like, the owner is the one who does everything. The owner is the one, like, the director is the one that has all of the information in their head, and nothing is like, documented. And we're like, that's not the case for me, obviously. It's the case is like that's moved down to you. Like at a certain point it was all me, but I transferred it down, those skills down to you. And then because we didn't have anyone like underneath you, you kept it all in your head. And now we're at the point where like, oh, okay, we need to spread that out so that there's more support. So that's been hugely useful. And one of the things that she got us to do, and we were so fucking resistant to it, was she wanted us to have a 15-minute meeting every single week, just as a, you know, like the owner and the COO, to like, she was like, oh, just chat about even what you did on the weekend, just to connect in. And me and Zita were like, one, we don't want to do that because we never get on phone calls. Like, we've worked together for like 5 years. We probably talk like 10 times on the phone. We're always just texting. But secondly, we always talk to each other. Like, there is barely an inch of our personal lives that like we don't know about with each other. Like, that's not our problem here. But we thought, fuck it, we'll just try. Laurie's saying to do it. We paid this money for the program. Let's just do it. So we've got like, we booked in for 4 weekly meetings, and we're going to continue doing them because it's super useful for us. Immediately I said to Zita, like, we need to make sure if we're going to be doing this, we need to set a timer. So I have my little timer. Where'd it go? Yeah. Meep. I also need to make sure I'm standing up for it, because if I'm sitting down or laying down, that could go for hours. And we need to be like, and I said to Zita, like, you know, I love to tell stories. You know, I love to entertain. So I will get on and I will tell you the funniest story you've ever heard about a pigeon who's trying to fuck itself in its reflection in our window, which is absolutely happening at the moment. And I would love to tell you all about it, but I'm trying to stay on topic. Anyway, so I've like pre-warned, like, Zita, you must pull him up. If I start getting into like performance mode, show pony mode, like just chitty chatty, chitty chatty, because I'm so good at getting distracted and I just want to entertain. So we have an agenda and we try and stick to that agenda as much as possible. We have typed notes and we like look at like, okay, what's the priorities for this week? What were the priorities for last week? How do we, you know, is there any bits that have come unstuck? It's also a time where Zita gets to ask me all of the questions because I am somebody who doesn't respond to a lot of things. And it's not just, ignore Zita. I just ignore everyone. Okay. Like nobody can get shit out of me. And like the last meeting I had with my accountant, they were like, hey, so we're just running into an issue in that we don't know how to get you to respond to our emails and do stuff for us. It's urgent. And I was like, oh, like, don't feel special. That's everybody. And so what you need to do, and I gave them Zita's email address and I was like, write urgent in there and then Zita will annoy me until it's done. And now Zita has this weekly thing where she's got me on the phone and she has like asked me questions. She's like, remember I sent through that thing? And I'll be like, I'm the actually answer now. Disgusting. But really useful because like I can like just try and make all the decisions in that hour and like in that 15 minutes. And then Zita's like, great, I'll talk to you again next week where you have to make more decisions. So what's it been like for you, Zeeds?
It's been great. It's been great. I've always been of the kind of work ethic. I don't know if that's kind of the right word, but if I ask you a question for a task and you don't answer it, I just kind of do the task anyway. And then I message you and I say, it's done. please look over it if you want to change anything. And that's sort of how I've always been. I'll ask a question and then I'm like, well, you know, I've asked. So I'm covered then. That's always been my kind of outlook on it. But then sometimes that means there's a bit of doubling back. You know, if I've taken your instructions too literally, or you're like, actually, sorry, this is what I meant, or it means that obviously then it's like, rather than getting it done, you know, in one go where I'm doing it and then we're going back in. And so it's cut out kind of some of that doubling back, which is obviously really good. And it means too that the, you know, my two assistants, like the other two assistants who work with us, they can come to me with questions and then I collate them and then I go to you. And so it means that you, even though, yes, I'm terribly sorry, you have to answer like three questions a week. How brutal.
Awful.
It does mean that it's like you only have to do it in one go. So rather than getting questions throughout the week and then losing them or getting overwhelmed or, you know, whatever it might be, I can just come to you with the questions. You can then also give me any feedback to pass on to anyone else if you need, and it's done. So I think it's saved us a bit of back and forth time, which is really good.
I think it's useful as well, like even just like having you on, like looking at me on a screen while I make a decision, like it just helps on that body doubling part. And we have been like definitely harnessing the body doubling technique a little bit more. For those who don't know what body doubling is, basically if you are neurodivergent, even if you're not neurodivergent, I actually think this works for a lot of people, but if you are struggling with getting a task done and if you put yourself in a room where somebody else is doing a task, you will have a bit more energy to help you do that. Even if you go onto a Zoom meeting with somebody and they're working at the same time as you, you actually will get more stuff done. And we also, I will even share my screen with Zita when there's a task that really needs to be done. And then this bitch will be like, oh, I see you looking at some really cute memes right now. And I'm like, oh, that's right. I got distracted, didn't I? So that's been helpful. If you don't have somebody that can like do body doubling with you. Like, one, if you're in the academy, there are heaps of people in there who want to body double with people. And secondly, there are also free services like studyhall.com, totally free. And there are people from all around the world that are studying together with their cameras on to do stuff. Zita will even watch, you watch those like study with me videos on YouTube, don't you?
Yeah, so the creator that I really like is called Merv, M-E-R-V-E, and they are based in Edinburgh in Scotland, and they literally just sit at their desk and they have all of their notes and they just study and work. And I don't know what they're doing, but it looks very complicated. So I'm here making my little like pretty graphics while they're studying like chemistry, but it works.
Yeah, something important. They're trying really hard things. Hi, Macassar. You are the main character. You are the show. This is Zita's demon cat, Macassar, who everybody is terrified of for good reason.
No, she's a sweetheart.
Sweetest of the sweet. She's as sweet as the sweet. I would never say anything. She's going to murder me in my sleep tonight. She 100% is. Yeah. So that's been super handy for us to do that body doubling stuff. And so, like, even on the last call, it was like, your accountant's emailed me and said, urgent. He only needs to do this. Can we do it right now? And I'm like, fuck my life, Zita. So I just did all of the accounting while Zita watched me, which is great. And Zita, bless. Oh, can I tell them what you're going to be working on, like, side project wise?
Yeah, I can't remember what it is, so go for it.
What, the personal project you're doing for Bilv?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Right. Okay. I was talking to Zita about, like, I need to be a little bit more organized so that I put less stress on the team with some of my creations. And she's like, honestly, like, even if I'm not working, just text me and I will body double with you, because at the moment I'm writing a 20,000 word fan fiction for my best mate about Good Omens, and it's very, very gay. And I was like, I could not be more proud. So I'm really thrilled to support Zita in achieving that enormous creative goal of hers.
Thank you, me too.
So yeah, body doubling and those weekly meetings have been enormously useful. And then, of course, if you haven't heard already, I've decided a big decision that we are going to double the prices of my academy as well. So my Brilliant Biz and Life Academy, if you haven't heard, I should put this up because people are going to ask what it is. So the academy is the thing where I put all of my business and marketing courses and workshops and workbooks and coaching all in one place. It's like Netflix for entrepreneurs. It's like this one service where you can just get all the fucking stuff. And it is super, super, super affordable. It's only $99 a year US. And we've already got over 4,000 members, which is really super cool. And we just continue to put more and more in there. So next year, we've got like 50 plus new workshops going into there. Every single month, we have guest experts. We have a new like template, done for you resources, a new workshop. I just released a whole new bonus program called Midas Touch. All of that's gone into the academy. And so it's now like $8,500 of my stuff. I don't sell anything else except for this. Like, it's not like I'm going to like put you in the academy like, really, no, now sign up to my $20,000 a year thing where you can get the real information. Like, fuck off. I'd rather give it all to you. Like, I am not here for gatekeeping. So it's under $99 a year, but that's only until the end of this month and things double. So it'll be up to $199 a year. So I would love, love, love to be able to support you to grow your business and to make absolute miracles happen. But make sure you get in before the end of this month. So it's at leoniedawson.com/academy. All right. Was there any other questions that we were going to, any other things that we were going to go through? I wrote up my little list. I think we did it all. Oh my God. I'm so proud of us.
We did very good.
I know. So I am here to answer any questions. So if anyone's got any question, if you could write question in a couple of letters in your comment, just so I can make sure that I find it super easily. Can I say how much I love that Zeta is your page troll? Yes, you can. Zeta's love language is trolling. And it's not my native tongue, but I recognize it's very important to Zeta. And so I'm very happy to be trolled and to troll upon her because that is how she feels the love. So that's nice. Faith Maria says, hard relate. I'm always convinced there's something better than Asana and it will totally change my life. It's true. And the tools actually just don't. I have yet to find a tool that changes my life. It's like we're always so convinced there'll be something else. There'll be something else that's better. Okay. Achira says, I'm resonating so much to all you're sharing, except I'm both Leonie and Zeta. Aren't we all? Aren't we all in this beautiful circumstance? And I also I do want to share like these vulnerable behind the scenes where obviously I was fucking about. I wasn't being helpful to anybody earlier this year, but it's still okay. Like it is part of the process. You can't be 100% correct 100% of the time. Like you're going to make mistakes. You're going to go down random side quests. You're going to like be barking up the wrong tree. That's what we do as entrepreneurs, as creative, and as humans. And so if you can give yourself grace for yourself and for others who are going through it and as much love and support and whatever it is needed to help you get through that and feel clearer, that is beautiful. Mystical Soul says, "Gorgeous ladies, you're such a great fit for each other. Leonie, you have yourself a good team there. It's a beautiful thing." Thank you. I do. And Mikasa is the most important part of the puzzle. Look at her cuddles. She's been super snuggling. Is her anxiety medication really hitting in?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Wow, Mikasa, you weren't a bitch. You were just anxious.
I mean, she is still extremely mean. it's just, I mean, so for context, she's half feral. So, and you really can't breed feral out of cats too well. Right. So, she's one of her parents was a feral cat. And you can really tell.
My favorite story is when you went away on holidays and your mum had to look after her and she attacked your mum and your mum had to hold her off with like a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah. Yeah. My poor mum had to stay in my house for 2 weeks. And my cat, this cat, mwah, would sit under my bed and just growl every time mum turned over. But then wouldn't let mum leave the house because she didn't want to be left alone. So, yeah.
She is all of us. She is all of us.
She's just a baby.
She's just a baby. Louise, beautiful Louise, says, I need a Zeta. You too can have a Zeta. So if you go to how to hire and manage a VA, that's my program in the academy, a full workshop, it tells you exactly how to find. And you can really only find your right fit by, you know, just trying a lot of people. I usually go with either recommendations or headhunting places. That tends to be the best. I found Zeta because she was working with my best friend Tam. We're all still mates. All three of us are still dear friends. And she was working with Tam and I was like, do you mind if she started working for me as well? And Tam was like, go for it. And then like a few years down the track, I ended up Zeta ended up working for me like as her only client. And I was like, I'm so sorry, Tam. I'm so sorry. And she's like, oh, it's fine. I tend to go with like who my friends have got, or doing like the headhunting for us was really, really useful as well. And Mimi just was a fan who wrote in and we did some testing and she was a great fit. So Xjill says, if you're part of the academy, does the price go up for us too? No. So this is really important to know. If you're in the academy, the price that you sign up at is the price that you get to keep forever. So you get to keep it at $99 a year for the rest of your membership. So when I've done the academy previously, like it started at $99 a year and then it grew up in price over the years up to like $1,000 a year. And people who sign up at $99 a year, they get to keep it for $99 a year. And so lots and lots of people, like at least 80% of people, would keep their memberships year after year because they were just saving so much money. And here's the thing that I really, really try and remind people. You don't have to use all the things in your academy. You can't, because there's like, you know, 50 plus stuff, like workshops in there already. There's another 50 getting added next year. Like, you, it's not like when you sign up to Netflix, you have to watch every single movie in order to get the most out of Netflix. No, just use the ones that are like actually useful and helpful for you in the moment and that you need. Even if you just use one, you get your money's back. So if you sign up at $99 a year, you get to keep that for the lifetime of your membership. The only thing you need to know is if you decide to cancel your membership and come back later, you don't get to like come back at the $99 price. You have to sign up at whatever the price is then, just to keep it fair. So if you get value out of the academy, stay in the academy because then you get to like keep it at the ridiculous price. Janet says, if we're already in the academy, it will automatically renew at $99. Right. Correct. You get to keep it at the low, low price. And if you want to cancel any time, go for it. I wouldn't recommend it, however, because there's so much fucking value in there. And I've got so much good stuff coming every single year. Kim says, love the haircut. I guess I've been offline for a while to miss the change up. It only happened last week, so I haven't been off that offline that long. I just wanted to try something new. Are you suggesting we pay double even before our membership expires? No, not at all. Just pay your membership. And when it renews again, it will automatically renew at the same price that you signed up at. Does that make sense? What's the website for COO Accelerator Program? Not sure.
I think it's just lauriesterling.com.
Oh, perfect. And she may not have it open at the moment, but you can always text her and see if she's got any, like just email her and ask if she's got any home study programs available. Teresa says, wild one, too cute. She does look like she could end someone. She can and she has.
There's a big red exclamation mark on her file at the vet. And the last time I took her in, because the thing is, she's very placid if I'm around. But as soon as I leave, we lose it. And so they took her out the back and I was like, she's going to lose it. And they were like, oh, it's okay. We're used to angry animals. And I was like, all right. And then 10 minutes later, they came back out with welding gloves on and were like, could you please come out the back? It's like, yes.
Yeah. There's some people that are just like, my pet just won't survive without me. And they're like, sure, dear. And then they're like, oh, fuck.
I mean, she'll survive without me. It's just no one else will.
No one else. Yeah, it's something for them to think about. I do want to make sure that I special mention to my cup. I am having a meltdown and it is melting chocolate.
Like that.
Yeah. I also have one that says mellow dramatic, like mallow as in like marshmallow, and it's a marshmallow on fire. I love it. Okay. Lucilla says, how do you create content for blogging or social media when you're just starting your business? I have a workshop in the academy called Two-Page Marketing Plan. Basically, you want to think about who am I helping and what would be useful to them? What are some good things that I could use for them? You've got to get in the mindset of who your people are and how you can help them and how you can start turning up every day. And also thinking about like your gifts, your skills, like you, what you need in order, like, because you can't be good at everything. For me, what I'm great at is I'm really good at long form writing, kind of shit at short form writing. I'm not a very concise person. Don't know if you can tell. What's usually best for me is like if I've got long form writing, even if we get somebody else to like pull out some good bits to add into social media. I'm pretty good on video. Like, I think there's like an infectiousness to my personality that can only be conveyed on video. So that's kind of useful. But it's not something that like I want to do permanently, because that would be fucking boring to me personally. So you've got to work with your own skill sets. Emma says, just checking, do I need to do anything or whether my access will auto-renew until I cancel? Correct. It will auto-renew until you cancel. Also, if your like credit card updates or whatever, can always email us and we'll make sure that it's updated. But if your payment does fail when your membership gets renewed, we do email a bunch of times to remind you before you like lose access completely. So that is at leonidawson.com/academy. I wish we had like a countdown thing that we could put on here. That would be pretty fucking cool to say how many days left until.
Yeah.
You know what? I could actually present, maybe, and we could go to the sales page. And then I could take people through exactly how much they get in the academy. That's a good idea, Leonie. You're a fucking genius. Share screen. Oh, whatever. I don't know where. Hang on, hold tight. It's all right. I'm really good at the internet, guys. Don't worry. I'm sorted screen sharing. Present. Share screen. There we go. Here we go. Okay, so let me take you through the academy in case you haven't seen it already. We've got 22 days left before the academy price doubles. So it's really everything you need to grow your business, including popular and proven e-courses, planners, group coaching, all at a wildly affordable price. You should absolutely watch that video because it is one of the best things I've ever made.
Yeah, the FOMO was so real.
Oh, the fact that you missed out on that is,
yeah. Oh, man, I can't believe you didn't fly me up, all expenses paid.
It'll happen. Oh, we can't meet too soon, you know. We cannot meet too soon. It's only been half a decade.
Oh, yuck. Why would you say it like that?
What?
Half a decade.
Oh, my God. You are so young, so sweet, so supple. Did you know you've been working for me like for half your adult life?
That's I've been working for you for half my friendship with Bill.
No, but that's eternal. That is eternal.
It is eternal. It did also start in 2013.
Jesus Christ. Insane. Yep. Are you guys having an anniversary party this year?
Well, given that our anniversary was back in February, probably not.
Mate, do an 11th next year.
Yeah.
Okay. So you get access to all of my courses. If you're not sure where to start with the academy, I always, always, always recommend you start with Sales Star. Only do it, however, if you want to earn more money. And that is going to teach you how to copyright and write sales pages and write social media and emails in a way that will actually earn you money. So Sales Star is absolutely the place you need to begin. It is the cornerstone of all business skills. You're going to have a freaking amazing time in there. Then I also have 40 days to create and sell your e-course, and includes all of the tech and the marketing and everything you need to know in order to create it and get it sold in 40 days or less. Then I have my big money program, Money Manifesting in Multiple Streams of Income. It'll take you through, like, if you do that course straight away, in the first week, we do an expenses back challenge where you will absolutely earn back the price of your academy membership many, many times over. Like, we have people saving like up to $13,000 a year and more from just doing one of the challenges in there. So if you want to get your money sorted, that's the place to go. If you're fucking around going, oh, I really need to write a book, 40 Days to a Finished Book is the program for you. All of these are completely included in the academy. You also get Marketing Without Social Media. That's been one of my biggest, most popular courses. I took 2 years off social media completely and earned over $2 million during that time. So it takes you through exactly how you can do that, how you can leave social media completely with your marketing. And also, if you remain on social media, how to make sure that it takes less of your time and earns you more money. Then we've also got work less, earn more, because I've created over $13 million in revenue while only ever working about 10 hours a week. So that takes you through exactly how I've done that, the strategy, like how I set up my weeks, all that kind of stuff. So that one's really, really important as well. If you are disorganized, whether that's in your life or your business, Get Organized is for you. Midas Touch is my brand new program. It has been an absolute beauty to behold, how to turn everything you touch into gold. And that's like a mindset and self-confidence and like abundance workshop. And earned over $2 million. I'm getting a lot of playback. Oh, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sorry.
Okay. That's all good. All good. Okay. So Midas Touch is just magical. The feedback we're getting on it is incredible. Then we've got How to Hire and Manage a VA. If you're wanting somebody like Zita in your life, that's a workshop for you. Burnout for people who are going through that. How to Deal with Trolls and Criticism in your business, because that happens to all of us. Cash Crunch, how to make money and save money even when times are tough. How to Find the Perfect Accountant for you and your business. I also take you through a full money review behind the scenes of how I've created a multi-million dollar net worth. Then I also do monthly group coaching calls as well, ongoing, that you get for EBS. Then you get my workbooks as well, all my goals workbooks, life goals workbook, business goals workbook, daily to-do list planner. That's only available in the Academy. The weekly planners, only available in the Academy. You also get Salt, my erotic romance novella, just in case you want to, because why not? Why not? A Calm Christmas Planner, which is so freaking cute. It's like 30 beautiful, colorful pages to help you get sorted and organized for Christmas. And then we have monthly business basics workshops, where you get set up your website that sells, decide your pricing and set up payments, set up your mailing list, mastering tech for business success, how to decide what business to do, creating a lead magnet, creating a newsletter, two-page marketing plan, sane and profitable social media marketing. Just released that one. That was amazing. Our next workshop is next month, planning your 2024 business success. And then next year we have brand new workshops coming out every single month: how to create digital art, how to create incredible customer service, money management for your business, how to grow your business with launches, how to start and grow a membership program, how to win awards, how to grow your business with testimonials, how to grow your business with networking, graphic design for your business, how to grow your biz with affiliates, how to create business systems, and an annual business review as well. And then you also get all these: a yearly business growth tracker, a monthly financials and growth tracker, annual marketing calendar, launch results tracker, financial goals tracker, weekly content planner, monthly business goals plan, a weekly business planner, a lead magnet and webinar success tracker, affiliate link tracker, content library planner, 52 newsletter content ideas, customer service email templates, flash sale email templates, launch success checklist, a morning routine template, 52 live stream content ideas, email templates to get testimonials, 100 social media content ideas, new customer email templates, affiliate onboarding email templates, daily essential business task templates, and standard operating procedure templates as well. So that's a shit ton. And then as well, you get monthly guest expert workshops as well, and they are presenting in their core areas of genius. So we've got Tash Corbin, Jamila White, Kerry Rowett, who is my coach, my beautiful friend Castella, who is one of Australia's most successful illustrators and pattern designers, Louise O'Reilly, who is just on this live stream with us, incredible First Nations teacher here in Australia. She did a workshop on inclusion as a business asset. One of our most popular workshops was Mastering Canva Organization with Brenda. That was fantastic, and we learned so much from it. Tina Tower did successful membership programs. The Piggy Makes Bank Girls did how to quickly create a lead magnet and funnel using PLR, which was fascinating, a totally different business area. The wonderful Mim did a workshop on how to sell more on Etsy. The phenomenal Lizzie Goddard does money-making flash sales workshop. Lou, our darling friend and client, did Law of Attraction for Entrepreneurs. Michelle teaches how to publish your podcast in a weekend. And next class coming up is how to be an ally to gender diverse folks with Esther Lemons, who's incredible. And then next year we have even more. We've got Karen Parkinson teaching about e-commerce businesses, my beautiful friend and adopted niece, Katie Chappell, who is a leading live illustrator, is teaching us how to create visual notes. She actually is the person who taught me how to use Procreate, and she's phenomenal and has been hired by like Apple and all the big name companies to illustrate their live conferences. My amazing local friend, Bridget Esselmont, teaches tarot for business. Professor Melissa Ali, we're so lucky to have her. She teaches globally around a whole bunch of topics in universities, including cultural appropriation. Bev Roberts is teaching Grow Your Mailing List. Our smart money friend, Claire Wood, is teaching profit and how to analyze your money numbers. My sweet friend, Rebecca Saunders, is teaching about owning your uniqueness. My incredible friend, Victoria Gibson, who I have known for decades, is teaching Facebook ads that pay for themselves. Our Academy member, Brandy, is teaching spiritual business, how to weave your magic and medicine into your business. Ken Solomon, who is incredible, is teaching about how to sell in course marketplaces. She has tens of thousands of students in course marketplaces. Julie Sard is teaching about ADHD in women. Stasha Washburn is teaching about bloody brilliant business, cycle syncing for business success. The incomparable Natasha Bamblett is teaching about the power of acknowledging country. Jenny Kovacs is teaching how to have confidence on camera. Natalie Alamo, who is Australia's leading expert on Facebook ads and funnels for e-courses, is teaching about profitable funnels. Sarah Parks is doing a gentle parenting workshop on bickering siblings, which I cannot freaking wait for because my kids are angelic humans and I'm very lucky to have them. And also now that one of them has become a teenager, they've just started bickering. And I know the kids usually bicker like much younger ages, but I thought I'd somehow managed to dodge that bullet and I haven't. So can't wait for Sarah's workshop. Lisa M Creative is going to be doing a productivity workshop. Our beautiful friend and client, Katie Rose, is teaching how to finish what you start. And Yine Uduomo is teaching SEO for your business. Chandika, who has a shit ton of published books through like some of the most leading publishers around the world, is going to be teaching how to edit your own book. Our sweet friend Milena from New Zealand is doing a self-care circle. Meredith Richardson is teaching reducing anxiety with hypnotherapy. Kay, my local friend, when I met her, I was just so inspired by her story. She's so innovative in terms of what she's been able to create in property development, especially in terms of creating quite innovative ways to create affordable homes. So I thought that would be really cool. And also because she's been doing this for so many decades through so many upturns and downturns in the global market and things like that, like her story of like resilience and innovation, even when shit gets hard, really inspired me. And lastly, Kenesha Grayson is teaching non-sleazy sales calls. And that's just what's happening in the next 12 months or so. We'll have even more coming out. And you'll likely also get some bonus workshops as I come out with those as well. And you can check out the full like plan as well of like what's happening for the rest of this year and then all the things that are happening over the months next year. So every single month you get a new business basics workshop, a new business template, a live round of an existing program, guest training, bonus guest training, and group coaching calls as well. And you get all of this for under $100 a year. And I made this graphic. I'm going to share it with you because I thought it was so fucking cute. I only just made it. You might be wondering, like everyone else, what's the catch? This sounds to be too good to be true. And why are you making this so freaking cheap? The thing is, I much prefer helping more people than less. I don't rely on Facebook ads. They can be very expensive and they can actually drive prices up. Like I've had like Facebook people say to me, I actually can't sell the Academy at the price that you're selling it because there's no profit in it. I'd have to like every single buyer would cost you $100 and you're making zero profit. So I am very happy to rely instead on my mailing list, which is 45,000 people. And also my affiliates. So all of the people who join the Academy and love it and they want to share the word about it, I am very happy to like give them money whenever they share about the Academy and somebody signs up. So that's how I can keep it really affordable. I really want to offer something that's accessible to most people. I really think about this as like the Netflix for business education. I've been running the academy for 10 plus years. It really works for me. And I just love and believe that you shouldn't have to max out your credit card in order to learn. I would much, much rather help 10,000 people at $100 a year than help 100 people at $10,000 a year. So that's why I do it that way. So there's much, much more to share about on the Academy sales page, but you can go check it out now at leoniedawson.com/academy and all the stuff that's on there. But make sure you sign up before end of the month when we double. Okay. Gosh, look how cute that looks. I'm really proud of us. Really proud of us. Oof. Is there a Facebook group for members? Yes. And there's also a non-social media group as well for people who want that.
I've linked the Facebook group below.
You are the best. Okay. Teresa says, so many awesome courses and goodies. Love it. Yeah, I know. It's overwhelming and like you do not have to consume them all. It's just there. It's like a going to a buffet. In order to enjoy a buffet, you do not need to eat every single like menu on there. It's just options. They're just options. So if you're like, I need to get better at copywriting, there's a course there for that. If you need to get better with money, there's a course there for that. If you want to create a book and finish a book in 40 days, there's a course there for that. If you want to have an e-course done, there's a course there for that. And like these courses, I was already selling for like hundreds of dollars each. So SalesStar is like $300. The most of my other courses are like at least $197. So it's just worth it to like get $99 a year. Woo! And you can get access to all of them. All right, my loves, this has been such a blessing to share this time with you. If you have any more questions, please email us support@leoniedawson.com. Otherwise, we will see you in the academy. We would love, love, love just to pour the love on you in there and give you absolutely everything you need in order to create and grow a thriving, sustainable business that doesn't require you to lose your heart, your spirit, your health, your sanity, all that stuff. All right, you've got this. I believe in you. And thanks, Zita, for sharing this time with me.
No worries at all. Thanks for having me.